This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, a Flex Friday in Newport, Rhode Island. Hope you will join us at the Audrain Automobile Museum. It is not only a Flex Friday, but a Patriots Friday. And Jelani Tavai will join us on tomorrow's show at 7:30 or so. And we'll talk to Jelani Tavai about this week at home and the Miami Dolphins and the absence for the rest of the season of David Andrews and other things. So all of that tomorrow morning in Newport. This morning at 6:45, about 20 minutes or so away, we'll talk to Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
But it's not my favorite.
That's fair. Yeah, your favorite's Gray Street, correct?
Yes, I think. Unfortunately, it's a no repeat Thursday, so I can't have you rejoin with Gray Street later.
But all good. Maybe. As soon as I heard Ken was going to be on the show today, I needed to piss him off and play Dave Matthews.
Ken does not like you playing Dave Matthews.
Yeah, I think he hates Dave Matthews. He hates Mumford and Sons, and I think he doesn't care for OAR.
No, he's not a big emo guy, I guess. Ken Laird.
Nah,
doesn't like to get into his own feels.
Ken, you know him. He loves Rush. It is what it is.
Okay, we're gonna have a guest lead from Ken Laird at 8:30 on this morning show. Can't wait for that. Shime, good morning and hello.
Morning, Greg. So I read this whole article on ESPN. They had this giant piece on why passing yards are declining in the NFL, and I think it's a question a lot of people have been asking. But ultimately, I think there's a pretty simple answer. Like, a couple weeks ago, Mel Kiper was just bitching and moaning about too high defense and how it needs to be banned from the NHL or NFL.
Where do you like the too high offense?
Yes, big fan of that. And it's not like that too high is ruining football. It's just that young quarterbacks don't know how to attack too high defense, because in college, they just spread it out. It's spread it and shred it, baby. Like, you're just throwing the rock all over the place. Explosive yards, explosive plays constantly. I mean, just look at the Alabama-Georgia game. Ryan Williams had, what, three or four explosive plays on his own in that game. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the NFL, defenses are not allowing you to get those big plays right away. They're forcing you to check down and work your way down the field. And that's why now one of the lowest paid positions is becoming one of the most important in the running back. Mm-hmm. Like, their offenses now are so much more focused on running back, because you have to chunk your way down the field. So if you are able to get explosive plays out of your running backs, that is what a too high defense can't stop. And another thing is that offensive line play, as a whole across the league is just down. Like, what you think you're seeing with the New England Patriots is actually something you're going to see a lot of time across the league. Like, offensive line play has just not been good because with the inception of 7-on-7 football, the athletes aren't playing offensive line anymore. Mm. Like, there's no great athletes that play offensive line. They're rare. Like, Joe Alt might be the only one from this past draft that's going to be exceptionally good, whereas in past drafts, you could get, like, 3 Hall of Famers in the first 20 picks at offensive line. It's just not the case anymore. And so the decline in offensive line play and the conservative nature of defenses now is just one of the reasons why passing yards are down. So you're just going to see it across football until later in the season because of the fact that a lot of those veteran quarterbacks have been kind of weaned out, and it's a lot of youth, the big youth movement with the rookie-paid quarterbacks now.
Okay. Shime, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Also, in prison, did he just heard you say too high needs to disappear, and he thought there was a rapper that he missed? All right, Shime,
take
good
that,
morning.
Take that.
That would be a great name for a rapper.
Too high?
Too high. Too high.
Yeah, that would be good.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I think context is an essential component to any conversation regarding the state of an organization, a country, and a major event. So, we have been all over Jerod Mayo, rightfully so. The team's lost 3 straight games. They haven't looked good. I just decided last night to do an exercise and look back the last time the Patriots had a new coach, which was the year 2000. The team that year began 0-4. Mm. This team is 1-3. Mm. The team that year, on an offense that had Drew Bledsoe, Troy Brown, Terry Glenn, Kevin Falk, scored 4 offensive touchdowns in the first 4 games. The Patriots this year have scored 3 offensive touchdowns in the first 4 games. The team that year had a staff with Bill Belichick, Charlie Weiss, Brian Daboll, Eric Mangini, Romeo Crennel, up and down the list. And the defense had a Hall of Famer in Ty Law who played 16 games. Teddy Bruschi played 16 games. Willie McGinnis played 14 games. Lawyer Malloy played 16 games. A far more talented roster. And the coach that began that year had already had 4 or 5 years of experience as a head coach and had been an assistant in the NFL dating back 22 years to 1978. So, doesn't look good. And the team that year, 2000, went 8-8 the prior year. The team this year, the preceding season, had 4 wins. So it looks awful. It's not been good. But I believe context and understanding where Jerod Mayo is in his first stint as a head coach versus where the team was the last time they changed coaches is a little bit more of a color to the situation.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Well done. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I'm between 2 things right now. I'm between a sports lead and a non-sports lead, and I want you to choose.
I'm between 2 as well.
Oh, man.
I have a sports lead or I have a bullet elevator type situation. Uh-oh. Lead related. I guess go non-sports. I'll go sports, you go non-sports.
Okay. So, as you all know, Greg and I very into the Karen Reed case, and Trooper Michael Proctor was a big part of that. And we discussed at length how important it is that these investigations, when somebody is killed, shows up dead, needs to be taken so seriously by the police officers on scene because it leads 2 years down the road where they're pulling up receipts and things get messy.
Yeah.
Well, even more so, we saw this, you know, kind of fall into the Sandra Birchmore case. Now, Brian Walsh is up next.
Oh.
Brian Walsh accused of killing, dismembering his wife, Anna Walsh, New Year's Day. He was in court yesterday because his team is looking for all records pertaining to Trooper Michael Proctor, who is the lead person on that case as well.
Uh-oh.
They are demanding that prosecutors turn over all records related to Proctor, including his cell phone data, internet account, and more than 3,000 pages from any ongoing federal investigation. Now, this one guy who had these salacious, I would even say malicious, text messages with his friend group talking about nudes of Karen Reed, talking about Balloon K. We all thought that was going to be contained to one case. It is not. The fact that he screwed up that one case is now going to lead to another family having to deal with a guy like Brian Walsh, who is accused of maybe the most disgusting, horrific crime of all time.
Is that the one from D.C.?
His wife.
Yeah. Okay. She was working in Washington,
yes.
D.C., yes.
And it could affect that entire case. Mm. And the fact that they're looking specifically for cell phone data has me wondering if he had done the same thing with this case that he did with Karen Reed.
Right. And that could lead to, if this man is guilty, to him getting off when it comes to killing his wife.
Correct.
Yes.
And what's very weird about this is that the prosecution said they were not going to call Michael Proctor on the stand at all for this. No. The lead guy in charge of this case, you're not going to call him on the stand?
Yeah.
Something is weird here, and this is going to affect all the cases that Trooper Michael Proctor was involved in.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So as somebody who's been a longtime Pats fan, as I sit here on, what's today's date, October 3rd, and we prepare to play the Dolphins on Sunday, I would say this. I have no excitement at all for this Patriots team. If it wasn't my job, I probably would not watch them.
Really?
I mean, I'd probably watch this because I'm a fan, but it'd be a struggle watch.
Yeah.
There's nothing that... So I know there's a lot of people out there that are going to turn on the TV on Sunday and go, all right, especially you got the Miami Dolphins who are without Tua in their quarterback situation.
Yeah.
And they go, eh... Who wants to watch these two teams? Let's turn on Red Zone. Mm. And I'm not looking for this team to be great yet this year. That wasn't my expectations. My expectations were to see from the day that they moved on from Mac Jones, my expectations were play the quarterback because that's the whole thing
with you is that they're not playing Drake May and you're pissed off. You're pissed off.
Yeah, and there's no excitement at all. When I sit here and I look at the schedule, like, all right, you got the Dolphins, then you're home with the Texans, then you're Jacksonville in London. Like, where's the excitement for me as a fan when I sit there and go, okay, I know my team probably is not going to win, but I want to see the young kid. I want to see the performance of who it is. And so as a Patriots fan, it's just, this is like one of the years that I don't think I've ever felt that way about a Patriots team before.
Yeah. Well, James White would beg to differ. And
James White's probably not sitting out on Sunday and watching the game wire to wire. So let's be honest.
We can hear from him later. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
The WNBA playoff ratings are in, Curtis. Caitlin Clark's playoff run ended last Wednesday at the hands of the Connecticut Sun, and a record audience of 2.54 million people tuned in to watch it.
Do you think that was a Hillman jinx because we were just so close to
probably because we were right down the road at the other casino.
Right. Mm-hmm. 2.5 million. Wow.
Over the weekend, the first semifinal showdown between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces occurred, and that drew 929,000 viewers.
Wow.
So, may I just say, as my lead, every single woman playing in the WNBA should get down and kiss the Nikes of Caitlin Clark, because without her, they go back to being irrelevant.
Yeah.
And the fact that they don't do it is bizarre to me.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's part of the reason why there's nobody watching, Greg. is that if they rip the person everybody's coming to see, so that when she's done, why would I watch these people that have been making life miserable for the person I'm watching in the first place?
Right? Like, show enough, that's kiss that, my Converse.
They lost 1.5 million viewers between Wednesday night when she was playing and the weekend, which is the semifinals of the playoffs.
That would be like the NFL ratings going down from the divisional round to the AFC championship.
I mean, my Lord.
There's nothing there. There's no drama there when Caitlin Clark's not around.
It's not that. They don't like her.
No, I'm talking about fans.
Yeah, no,
I'm not talking about the players.
I think Curtis is spot on. The fans really, really like Caitlin Clark. They like what she's done. She's an extraordinary talent. She set all kinds of rookie records, and all the rest of them do is catfight in her direction the whole entire time. Like, it's, and so they're like, why would I watch?
It's a bad look when all eyes are on your league to have this type of response to a rookie is bad.
All right. Well, those are our leads. We're going to talk with the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.